Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're grateful for you to be here with us today. As we have been discussing the Charlie Kirk Memorial, taking that in and watching it and just being overwhelmed by it. I know a lot of you have reached out to me to explain that. We are asking you today about the death penalty. Would you support the death penalty for the convicted shooter of Charlie Kirk? Yes or no? You can vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. I want to get to our guest, our friend Kaylee McEnany, back with us, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox News, and of course, former White House press secretary and author of Serenity in the Storm. Kaylee McEnany, we have been through a storm here. Thank you for being with us today. It's good to have you back.
Hey, Annie, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. I watched as you were covering this Charlie Kirk Memorial yesterday. I just want to get your thoughts. Like, this is difficult stuff as a human to cover and to do your job and to consume all of this as it's happening. What was it like?
Yeah, you know, it was a humbling task. It was an incredible honor that Fox allowed me, you know, to be the voice on our airwaves with Lawrence Jones during that moment. It's amazing because all the way from New York City across the United States, you could feel the Holy Spirit moving. You know, it's that feeling that you recognize when you walk in church. I felt it the first time I walked into my church, that you're just driven to tears and emotion. And it's because it's the Holy Spirit at work moving in the hearts of the people in that room. And you could feel it from all the way across the country. And the fact that the Kirk family, who designed this programming, chose to elevate the gospel message in speaker after speaker after speaker, ending in Erica Kirk saying, "I forgive him." The three hardest words you probably ever had to say, the three most powerful words you could ever say, you know, the gospel message being lived out in real time on a stage, not said, but lived. It was incredible to watch. And it's a moment in history in our world that I will never forget.
Yeah, I think there are so many millions who are right there with you. Kaylee McEnany joining us right now. I think it's a really interesting exercise for many of us who are in the Christian faith to balance, you know, the kingdom of the right, the kingdom of the left. There's still justice that will need to be served to a convicted shooter of Charlie Kirk. I know they're looking into potential ties that might exist elsewhere. How does the message go forward of what the Kirk family put forward yesterday of this grace and this mercy, while we still understand that we have an earthly justice system that does need to be served out? How do we do that?
Yeah, I think one wise commentator said that, you know, Trump was kind of the voice of justice yesterday. And you had Erica, who was the voice of forgiveness. And both things are important. Justice is a real proposition. And, you know, Attorney General Pam Bondi is taking the helm on that. And, you know, we'll see if she files federal charges, but the state of Utah is currently taking the helm. But she's certainly, you know, involved in the process, looking at the facts and where they match the law. So that process will play out, and it's an important one. But I think the message that Erica put forward is really the most important thing that's happening right now, because there's an epidemic of depression among young people, loneliness, the social media, the pressures that are put on these young women. And to have a voice that reorients our identity, not to politics, but to faith, is big. And Charlie cared deeply about politics. His politics were an outgrowth of his faith on the issue of life, on the issue of liberty. All of those issues stemmed from his core, but at his core was his faith. And ultimately, you know, we don't find our identity in a political party. We find it in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that message, I think, has the power to reshape the world. The martyrdom of Charlie Kirk and the mantle that his wife, Erica, has picked up.
So well said. Kaylee McEnany speaking with us right now. I do want to ask you about the politics side of this now. So we've got the faith first message that came from the Kirk family, led by the Kirk family yesterday in such a beautiful way. The justice system will play in, but there's always going to be a political fallout in any situation like this. You've been at the highest of highs when it comes to communications and messaging, serving as the former White House press secretary. I think that the Republican Party and the conservative message has to handle this moment with care, because there's so much good that comes out of what the conservative side of the aisle has to offer. How do you see, what's your reaction to the people who are major influencers on the right, whether they be, you know, social media influencers, but more importantly, people who actually have voice and power and positions right now, how they're handling the reaction to so many people on the left, influencers on the left who have just been absolutely awful about it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they will show themselves. And, you know, who said that to me was the House Speaker, Mike Johnson. I had him on my program on Fox Saturday in the 11 a.m. hour. And, you know, he said to me, I personally drafted the resolution honoring Charlie Kirk. And I drafted it myself as Speaker of the House because I wanted it to be something we could all agree on, condemning the assassin, commending law enforcement, extending our condolences to Erica Kirk. He put all that down and he said, I intentionally left out any partisan sort of language that wouldn't allow Democrats to get on board. And yet we still saw 55% of the Democratic Party refusing to sign on to those basic propositions. And at the end of our commentary on that subject matter, the House Speaker said, it's amazing, this attitude among Democrats. It's more prevalent than what we know. But in the end, they show themselves. So I think we need to be the party that articulates faith, family, freedom. This is at the core of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. And when we articulate that, it's a very powerful thing. And I think I've already seen it on Twitter. People who are not Republican, not conservative, not Christian saying, I recognized something yesterday. The happiness and the joy coming from these people who have made these, you know, central tenets, the identity of their life. I recognize a piece and I want to be a part of that. So I think just simply articulating what our conservative movement is about, obviously calling out the left when it's needed, as the House Speaker did in such a kind way. But I think those two things, when you do them together, it's going to make it an unstoppable force as the Republican Party heads into next November.
Yeah, it certainly is. I want to talk about your new Saturday show, Saturday in America. I think people like, gosh, Kaylee, the news cycle, as you know very well, is nonstop. And so Saturday, people are looking for something that is going to get them the latest of what is going on. What are you offering, Kaylee, when people tune into Saturday in America on the Fox News channel to keep them up to date in the moment?
Yeah, so you nailed it, Annie. The news doesn't stop in Trump world. It really doesn't. And, you know, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturday, the news continues. You know, we brought the American public this weekend that body cam footage of that assassin that had just been released. And, you know, we had news right there on the top of our show. But I think in addition to that, I love being on Saturday because I think it allows us to go a little deeper. You know, a lot of times there's facts undergirding stories that get lost because there's so much noise in the week, a lot of chaos on weekdays. And I'm going to bring the facts just like I did at the White House podium. That's what I was known for, facts and accountability. And then also, I think, pausing a moment and all the things that we've been discussing, faith, I plan on bringing a faith voice on pretty much every week. And just reflecting on the values that make our country great and then having a little fun when we can. So Saturday is a great opportunity to make things a little lighter and also at the same time go a little deeper and bring that accountability that sometimes gets lost on the weekdays.
Well, we will certainly be watching. You said 10 p.m. Is that what you said?
10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So you don't have to stay up late. You can still go to dinner with your family.
All right.
But just tune in before you go to the soccer game and go out to your brunch.
And that will be, we're central, so that's 9 a.m. here. So I want to make sure people set their alarms correctly and get up to watch Kaylee McEnany. Central time, of course. Kaylee, we are always grateful for you. We love watching everything you're doing. You're becoming Brian Kilmeade, and you're everywhere all the time. So take a breath, and thank you for squeezing us into your very busy schedule. You're always welcome on the show. We're so grateful to have you.
That's so true. I'll be on the 5 this evening, Annie.
There you go.
To that point, and it's always great to join you on the airwaves. I really love your show.
Thank you, Kaylee. We'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. That's Kaylee McEnany. Her new show, Saturday in America, 10 a.m. Eastern, which makes it 9 a.m. our time. So when you're getting up on Saturdays and you want to throw the TV on, you're going to be able to watch Kaylee, and I'm always grateful for her. Kaylee McEnany was working with the RNC when I was doing Saturdays. So I started the Annie Fry Show on Saturdays, 2-hour show, Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.1. And Kaylee McEnany was one of the spokeswomen, I guess, that the RNC would give us on a Saturday afternoon. And she just, like, you want to talk about climbing the ladder? She, like, rocketed up the ladder. She kicked the ladder down and just went to the highest of high heights. And it's been wonderful to be able to continue that conversation with her for so long. Almost 10 years now. Isn't that amazing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.